Blog Talk Radio.
What would it mean to be able to access spiritual masters from beyond? Join us today and every month as Julie Geigel allows Archangel Metatron to speak through her. Archangel Metatron has come to answer your questions about life. Metatron acts as a bridge between the divine and mankind. He is here to help us find balance, truth, and harmony. He is here to help us ascend and evolve into higher states of consciousness. Metatron will take your questions live, so be sure to call in on your phone or using Skype if you'd like to speak to him directly. This is a very exciting time we are moving into, and we're honored to make this connection. And honored we are. Welcome, everyone. Do you need help awakening to the magnificent being that you are? Our topic today is manifesting goals of quantum jumping and awakening to self-doubt. This is Julie Geigel, international psychic medium, spiritual teacher, healer, and approved and certified CASA guide for the John of God experience. And members of our inner circle are invited to stay on after the show for a free psychic reading. And if you'd like to support our work by becoming a member, please visit www.juliegeigel.com to sign up. A special thank you to our Facebook followers over at Julie Geigel Psychic Medium and our Twitter followers at Julie Geigel. You are listening to Metatronic Monday, Awaken with Archangel Metatron. We welcome your questions on awakening in this new age of enlightenment. You can simply type that question in our chat room at the beginning of the show, and we will connect with that before we go into channeling. I'm honored and blessed to be a channel for Archangel Metatron to assist you on your journey of awakening. As we continue to move into this new age of enlightenment, many have questions or need assist with releasing judgment, attachments, and resistance, which are the three keys to enlightenment. Metatron is here to help you remember who you are and why you came here to this planet. We would love to invite you to our annual John of God Spiritual Transformation Retreat coming up in April of 2016. For more information, you can check out our website at juliegeigel.com. Just being in this Metatronic energy today will help to raise your vibrational frequency and clear out any blocks that may be preventing you from claiming your divine right to awaken. Intention is a powerful thing. It is simply through your intention of awakening as you listen to our channeling today that will assist you in whatever capacity you need. The purpose of this show is to awaken and align with the spiritual being that you are by offering a beautiful connection beyond the veil with Archangel Metatron, Spiritual Council of Angels. And be sure to follow us over on Blog Talk Radio, and you will receive an automated reminder before our show begins each week. Okay, and so excited for our Quantum Jumping Summer series. And today we will be exploring manifesting goals with quantum jumping. And we are doing that actually through an interesting technique. So we will be creating an insignificant event and then attaching a wish or dream or desire that you have with that insignificant event. And so oftentimes they say that when you're manifesting, it isn't the wish or command, it is the feeling that is associated with that intention or with that desire. So, for example, if you set the intention that you want to be well, and as you're setting your intention for wellness, you're fearful that it's never going to happen. Well, that kind of cancels out creation. So you have to be really careful how you're feeling the subconscious or underlying belief system that you have when you're setting intentions, when you're manifesting your dreams. So this is going to be an exciting quantum jump today into an insignificant event in your life, and then we will attach whatever wish or dream or desire that you might be holding. So I want you to think about something in an insignificant event, and that might be something as simple as watering the flowers. I water my flowers every day, watering your flowers, or going for a walk, or eating breakfast in the morning. Literally anything. And so then I want you just to quickly think about what it is that you want to bring into your life. Do you want to awaken? Are you wanting to really be present in your life? Is that a dream or desire? Is abundance? What's truly in your heart? You're feeling lack and you want to feel abundance and prosperity. So whatever it is that you desire, or it could be just as simple as getting along with your mother. Doesn't have to be anything big. It is in the simple things that life begins to change. All right, here we go. All right, so I'm going to have you just stay in this beautiful, relaxed state. And we're just going to take about 10 minutes. And we are going to do some channeling with Archangel Metatron. Today he wanted to talk about self-love. So just take a nice deep breath. We're just going to use our singing bowl to ground and clear. Take a nice deep breath. And we're just going to take a moment to invite in our spiritual council, our guardian angels, any loved ones who've passed, any pets or totem animals. Just feel their love and support. And of course, any spirit guides. Feel their love and support as we continue on this awakening journey. Welcome. I am Archangel Metatron. We are delighted to join you here today, opening and expanding on your journey of awakening. And our topic today is awakening to self-doubt. So as you take a nice deep breath, relaxing deeper and deeper into this beautiful Metatronic energy, allowing you to connect directly to your own divine source, your own spiritual counsel. Allowing you to use this space to continue to open and expand your awareness. And as you align with your soul, and each day you discover more and more of who you are and why you came here, you will begin to be aware also of what we often refer to as the shadow side of awakening. And today we specifically want to talk about doubt. So oftentimes there is a need to know, to understand clearly and specifically. So oftentimes there is a voice within your mind questioning and doubting always. And so as you tune in and connect to your divinity, and it feels good, and you are having a beautiful experience with that, in the next moment, you might find yourself triggered by something someone says or does, or a thought arising in your mind that says, "This isn't real. You aren't awakened. Soul, what's a soul? You're doing it wrong. You're not good enough to awaken." There is this voice that creeps in constantly throughout your day, doubting everything you do, your actions, your words, beating you up for what you said, what you did, what you didn't say or didn't do, constantly dragging you down, false beliefs keeping you stuck and imprisoned within the logical thinking mind. And we are here to let you know that self-doubt is part of the process. Just like falling down is part of learning to walk. If you decided at an early age when you were learning to walk that this was too difficult, this falling down business, getting banged up and bruised everywhere I turn, every which way I go, I will just stay here on the floor where it's safe and crawl around. Ha, we say to that. And this yearning, this desire, you may have chosen to do that for a day or so, but deep in your heart, you're being called to expand, to explore, to venture beyond. You're not meant to stay crawling on the floor. And so as much as the bruises and the bumps hurt, the self-doubt and the fear is not strong enough to keep you down, to hold you back. And so when your self-doubt begins to overshadow, overwhelm your connection to to your soul, your source of love. Do not ignore, do not deny or hide or pretend. Hold it like you would a crying baby. Expose it to the light. Who would you be without that thought? Are you going to allow that thought to hold you back? Are you going to stay imprisoned within your mind, or are you going to connect with your soul and soar? It is your choice. But trust and know that there is a deep programming within your heart. And so it will be much harder for you to stay down, to crawl forever, to be imprisoned. You will begin to find it much easier to fly, to soar, to be free, to be happy. And so self-doubt is a part of who you are, but it doesn't define you. Challenge that has been put in place to create more experiences and opportunities to expand. If things were too easy, you'd get bored quickly, and trust me, you did not come here for boring. And so we would like you to take a moment to move into the middle of this beautiful space, beautiful light. Removing and releasing any bondage that self-doubt may have created in your life in all directions of time and space. You are now free to be who you came here to be. A magnificent spiritual being. I am Metatron, and I have spoken here today. Oh, thank you, Metatron, as always. It was quite lovely. And thank you, everyone, for listening today. Be sure to tune in next week for Metatronic Monday, Awaken with Archangel Metatron. A special thank you to our callers and listeners in the chat room and on the phone who have come to support us on this mission of global awakening. And don't forget to join us on Friday for our John of God Healing Current meditation at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. And members of our inner circle are invited to send us a question, a psychic question, once a week that we will answer live here on the air. You can email that to us over at julie@juliegeigel.com. And remember, everything is always in divine and perfect order. Until next week, this is Julie Geigel with Archangel Metatron. Know that you are loved here and beyond.